Good morning. I'm Debbie Holmes. The city of Gahanna wants to create a new image for itself through rebranding. Director of Marketing David Cush says it's critical for the modern city to stay competitive.
One of the reoccurring themes was that Gahanna lacks an identity. These businesses love being based here and doing business here, but it's very hard for them to articulate what Gahanna is.
Here for more on why cities need to do their best to stand out is branding expert Tammy Katz, owner of Katz Marketing Solutions and a lecturer at Ohio State's Fisher College of Business. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So explain rebranding.
Rebranding is an initiative done either by a consumer product or in this case, a city. And it's an initiative to try to reposition the city in a way that's compelling and different to all of the audiences, which in the case of a city is both consumers, giving people a reason to come shop and spend money there, as well as businesses a reason to locate there.
What can be the strategy then?
The important thing is to approach it in a strategic way, which is how Gahanna is doing it, and not just a cosmetic way, which is just slapping a logo and colors on a city. In this case, they're getting a lot of feedback from the most important constituents, so you can get as much information up front of what are the really compelling and relevant ways that the city is hopefully in some ways different, superior, or preferred.
Have you seen examples of really good rebranding in the Central Ohio area?
Yes, I have. Actually, the recent initiative for Columbus, which is Columbus US for Columbus 2020, is a really good positioning initiative. They've consistently said how the city is open and smart and really capitalizes on that this is a very intelligent city with assets like Ohio State and Battelle and open, celebrating the great amount of diversity in Columbus. In smaller cities, some of the great examples are Franklinton, a rebranding of what was formerly known as the Bottoms, and the King Lincoln District, which is repositioning Mount Vernon area.
For Franklinton, what is the theme there?
Not just the name itself, but Franklinton representing all of the lively and vibrant art scene, as well as a cool place to live, a very different image than it had before. So again, it's very important that what's behind it is has a strategy, not just a visual change.
And for the King Lincoln area?
The centerpiece to that change has been the King Arts Complex. And in that way, it's repositioning that whole area as a vibrant, healthy, and compelling place to come visit or place your business, very different than the predecessor name, which was the Mount Vernon area with a host of negative perceptions.
Do you think it's more important today to have a brand that people recognize?
Absolutely. So many cities are doing a great job of branding themselves and aggressively marketing themselves to consumers and businesses. You really need to be doing that to even stay competitive. If you look around the city, many examples of cities who have done that quite well already, like Upper Arlington, German Village, and Franklinton, more recently, cities are doing that already. So just to stay competitive, it's really important that your city has a distinct and compelling image.
Do you think the suburbs are competing with each other then?
Absolutely. When people think about if Columbusites are making a decision of where they're going to spend time, where they're going to go out to eat, where they're going to spend money, possibly which city they're going to opt to, city or suburb they're going to opt to reside in, or relocate or put their businesses in, Columbusites are making a conscious decision of where they're going to go and where is the best place for them to spend their time and money.
Well, thank you so much. I've been talking about the rebranding of cities with Tammy Katz, a branding and marketing expert. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.